this man's been on the forefront of the fight against global poverty for the last 15 years. That's a battle that, will clearly continues. But now Tim Costello is stepping out of the line of fire and the limelight. He is now the former chief advocate for World Vision Australia. Tim, welcome to Drive.
Lovely to be with you, Jonathan.
15 years or so at, World Vision, and now your first week out of that job. What was behind that decision?
Well, my wife was singing When I'm 64, Will She Still Love Me? And saying, maybe it's time for a younger person. Look, while I'm on music, World Vision is a bit like Hotel California. It is very easy to check in and a little hard to leave. So it's been a big and emotional decision, but I'm glad I've done it.
On your last day in the job, you, spoke about, and to quote you here, the huge sense of victimhood within Middle Australia. Walk us through what you mean by that.
Look, I do think Australians have lost perspective, that we are blessed, that the message of my parents was, if you're blessed, you're blessed to be a blessing to others. If you've been given much, the point is to give back. And actually, I think the ethical impulse is saying, I live for something that's bigger than me. And my sense is that when you get some of the upper middle class saying, confusing the cost of living, which is going up, with the cost of a lifestyle, you know, my private school education and regular trips to Bali and, oh, I'm doing it tough. That loss of perspective, which sometimes sees an evaporation of empathy, of generosity, of a sense of gratitude that we really are blessed and we can help our kids make a difference to the world's poor. That's what I was trying to address there.
That thing of making a difference to the world's poor, I mean, yes, we can do that through our generosity, through donation, but is the issue, though, so much bigger than that? Is it so much more a, structural thing where the place in the world that countries like Australia occupy can only really happen at the expense of others?
No, I don't believe that the poor can only not be poor if the rich are less rich. I don't think it's a, zero-sum game. I think that when people give, the money gets there. It saves lives. It gives clean water. It gives girls an education. Yep. They often get a loan and start a, business, a sewing machine business or a roadside stall. And they, for every dollar a girl earns, 90 cents flows back to the family and the kids. So you see, a little bit of generosity lifts people out of poverty. Look, the big structural political issues of fair and free trade, international rules, those who get shafted because they don't have bargaining power as a country, or their debt's too huge, or there's corruption. Absolutely, those big things we individuals don't have a lot of purchase on, but we do have a fair bit of leverage to make a difference at at the small micro level, Jonathan.
That middle Australian sense of victimhood, is Australia turning inward? Is Australia increasingly looking outward? Are these things cyclical or is there a trend in your view?
Look, I think there has been a loss of hope. I'm not exactly sure why, but the zeitgeist around the world is seeing people turn inwards with the loss of hope of saying we can make a difference. We therefore are saying we're just going to look after ourselves. And sometimes the turning inwards is ugly. There is the old gods of blood and soil. The gods of blood lead to racism. The gods of soil lead to nationalism. The turning inwards, those ill winds blowing, certainly affect generosity, hopefulness, and agency in our kids so that they can make a difference.
Younger people, very committed, very engaged, that I suspect might be a, source of some hope and encouragement to you.
It really is. Look, I've seen it with my own kids. Next generation get a bad rap. I've actually seen that they have very attuned ethical instincts. They know that it's the rules we've set that have created opulent wealth for some and absolute poverty for others. And they say, well, poverty is not natural. It's created, and it's created by the rules we've set, and we can change the rules. That sort of hopefulness actually inspires me. It's a tonic when I hear that, Jonathan.
Inspired to retain hope at the age of 64?
Absolutely. I always say let's keep hope alive. You know, I've been on Manus and I've seen what happens when hope dies with our refugees. I've seen people in terrible circumstances around the world who've kept faith and hope alive, and I would have given up, and yet they had done remarkable things just keeping hope alive.
Tim, thank you so very much on several levels.
Thank you so much.
Tim Costello, he's the former chief advocate for World Vision Australia, and now at the age of 64, having a slightly quieter time. This is Drive, you're an RN.